Welcome to the Sunday Morning Meeting Podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire. Today's message is by Alex Bryan.
Okay. I kind of want to do a Friday Club thing, but I'll do a quick one, okay? So we did a circus thing not long ago at Friday Club, and we did clowning as part of it, so I'm just going to quickly do some clowning with you, okay? So, a very short and abbreviated version of clowning. So, we'll do the happy clown first, which is like this. And he's like, got a big smile, and he's very jolly, and he moves around like that. But if you're in your chair, you don't have to move around. You can stay where you are, okay? And then we've got the serious clown, who's like this. And he walks around straight back. Okay? And then we've got the grumpy clown. Sad face and very heavy. Okay? Did you all practice those a little bit? Okay, good. Now, I want you to turn on the happy clown. And just be the happy clown, okay? For the rest of the time that I read. And that'll make me really comfortable up here if you're all just like okay, so today I'm going to speak on where am I sowing. So if you've got your Bibles, you can turn to Mark 4:3-8. Now I've got my Bible in the bucket, so I've got a physical copy, but to make it easier, I'm going to use my phone, so don't think anything bad of me. Okay, we love phones. Okay, so where am I sowing? Could be a title, Richard. It could be the main question of the talk today. So Mark 4:3-8, we know this quite well, the parable of, mine says the farmer scattering seed or the sower. So I'll just read through it and then we'll crack on, okay? So, listen, a farmer went out to plant some seed. As he scattered it across his field, some of the seed fell on a footpath and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on a shallow soil with underlying rock. It quickly sprouted because the soil was shallow, but then it soon withered and died. Other seed fell among the thorns and it grew up, but the thorns grew up alongside it and choked out the tender plants. So no fruit was produced, basically. And then still, other seeds fell on fertile soil where they sprouted, grew, and produced a crop. And it says 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. Okay, so we're going to look at that today. But this is most commonly, and it was used by Jesus to look at us being the places where the seed is scattered. So I might be the, hopefully, the good soil where the message is planted, and then I produce a yield that's like 30, 60, 100 times more. But today, I want to put us in the shoes of the farmer, okay? So imagine that you're the farmer today, and you're doing some sowing. Okay, so we are in the farmer's shoes, and we're scattering seed. But we've got to ask, what am I sowing? What is the seed that I'm sowing today, okay? So in the message that we've got here, Jesus' parable, the message the seed was the message, the gospel. And where he scatters that seed, if it's good soil, like we said, it can sprout up and grow and become a big harvest, where if the soil's not good, maybe if it's a dry ground, birds might come and steal that message away. That says, it's his explanation is it's the enemy stealing that message away. But I want to look at a different type of seed today that we can sow in our lives, and that's our resources. So I'm going to ask you quickly, and I want you kids to give us some answers if you can. What do you think our resources are? When I say, what's my resources? Like in life, what am I using to do stuff in life? Time, that's a good one. Okay, that gives you some inspiration. Have you got any others? Anyone can shout some out. You got time? Money. Sorry, was there another one? Energy is a good one, yes. You've read that book. Okay. I've also got some stuff like gifts and skills, you know, things that God gives us when we're born that we have, and then things that we learn as well. Okay, so they're the resources that we have, and we're going to look at those when we're sowing today, okay? So now we know that we are the farmers sowing a seed in this story, and the seed that we're sowing is resources. So that might be our time, our energy, our money, and the skills that we have, or the gifts that we've been given, okay? So now that we are at that point, we're going to jump back into the story, but I need some volunteers to help me, okay? So you might be an involuntary volunteer if you don't volunteer. So, children, do you want to put your hands up and volunteer, or am I just going to pick you? I need quite a lot, so it might be all the children, to be fair. Okay, one, two, three, four, All right, yeah, go. Come on, come up to the front if you want to do it. Come on, come up the front. Four. I need a few more. Five. That's good. Yes, well done. You're awesome. Okay. Well, how many do I need? One, two. I need a few adults. Come on. A few grown-ups. You can come down. We need about 10. Let's have 10 people all together. Okay? Yes, give them a round of applause. Thank you. You all get sweets later, but only if it's okay with your grown-ups, okay? Okay, as soon as you're at this side... Sorry, what's your name? Andrew. Andrew, you're going to come over here. Come up onto the stage. You have permission to go on the stage. And lie down and pretend you're asleep. Okay, that's your job. All right, there's the next person. Okay, has anyone got a spare phone? Because I don't think you own a phone. Actually, you're a phone person. Can you sit on the edge of the stage and pretend to be playing on your phone? Yep. But don't actually do it. If I see you with an open screen... Okay, so then we've got... Let's have another group. Stand on the stage. So you go and stand there, Georgie. And you three, go and stand around her. Move this way a little bit so we've got some space. Come this way a bit. Yeah, that's it. You three, stand around her. So one go down the back there, that's it. And I want you to wag your finger at her and pretend you're saying stuff. Not bad, not nastily, just like you're talking to her in her ear a lot, okay? Okay, and just keep doing that. You don't have to say anything, it's not, just pretend. But I thought you were a good actor, you did it a few weeks ago. All right, next person, Kate. You can sit on the edge of the stage too. And pretend that you're reading that lovely magazine there. I know you do like that one. Okay, all right. Stacey, you're going to be jogging on the spot. Okay. I mean, you can... if you get tired, don't worry, you can have a break, but... okay. Next, I mean... Actually, can I ask one of you... Fabian, you can come with me as soon as you... And can I ask one of you to swap and be a finger wagger? Okay? Come over here. Come and stand in a light. Come and stand in a light. You stand there. Pretend that you're working away on that calculator. Okay, good job. It's coming together. We'll get there. All right. And here's a bucket. Can you pretend you're putting money in that bucket? Thank you. Come into the light. Come. You don't have to... Not the spiritual light, the physical light. Okay. Right, check, we've done the props, okay. All right, let's get on with this thing, shall we? Right. So, over here, we've got someone lying about, pretending, doing a very good job of pretending he's asleep, and I think he might actually be, so we'll go and kick him. But, so the first point is, the first thing we come to in this story is the seed being being sown onto a path, basically, like dry path, where birds can come down and pluck it up and take it away, so it doesn't do anything, basically. So, some of you may disagree with this, but I think that spending your time oversleeping is very wasteful. I'm pretty sure, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't actually do anything beneficial for your health if you sleep more than you're meant to. And you don't really get anything out of it, really, unless you have a really good dream. You happen to have a really good dream in that one time of sleeping. Then, you've not really gotten anything out of it either. So, we're going to say the first one is when you sow into something that's pretty wasteful. You're sowing your time, your energy, your money into something that's wasteful. Our example here is sowing time into oversleeping that teenagers may do. I know all you grown-ups probably don't do that. Okay, so but you can think of your own examples. If you've got anything in your head of how you might just completely waste money, it doesn't give you anything back. I mean, throwing money in a bin... Not that way, but a proper bin is pretty wasteful. Okay, but if you've got anything, you can write that down or think of that for yourself. This is our example over there, okay? So the next one over here, we've got the soil that has got rocks in it. So the seed is sown into that soil, and it quickly sprouts because it's shallow, gets all its stuff quickly. But then because it's got no roots, it dies off. So this is like sowing seed... Sowing your resources into something that gives you instant gratification, instant pleasure, but it doesn't have any lasting fruit. So I've got John playing on his phone here, but you could call it something like playing on an Xbox or another game like that a lot, or watching TV a lot, or, you know, if you've got another example, that's great. These are all time-based, but if you've got an example of how you might sow your money, like last night I was doing safe haven, and a lot of people come out and they spend the money to the point that they can't even remember the night before, so that's given them some sort of instant gratification, but it's got no lasting fruit, has it? So that's what this second point is. Sowing your resources into something that gives you instant pleasure, but it doesn't actually last at all. Okay? Next we've got the seed that fell. You're doing a very good job. Thank you. All right. Oh, you're meant to be pretend talking. Pretend talking. We can listen to it on the podcast. Okay, so seed that fell among the thorns, and it grew up and it sprouted, but then the thorns also grew up, but it choked, and they choked out that plant. Okay, so what this is being crowded by things such as peer pressure or materialism, and this is like a kids' magazine, kids' resource magazine, but let's pretend it's like a magazine with all your favourite materialistic things in it. If materialism or peer pressure is crowding you out, then what you sow can be influenced by a negative influence, like, oh, I really want this stuff, so I'm going to sow all my money into that, and then you haven't got, and then you find, oh, I haven't got anything left, or this that was good, or I feel like I should tithe, but I haven't got anything left now because I bought all that lovely stuff for my house, you know? So it's being surrounded, crowded by things that negatively influence you, and it causes you to sow your... good job, Stasis. Sow your resources into something that produces no fruit or fruit that might have been negative. Okay? It can also be sowing into things that have a negative influence on us. They produce fruit, but that fruit has a negative influence on us. So in this example, we've got if who was in the middle there? It was you, wasn't it? Okay, so you're the one surrounded by these people that are you're under their peer pressure, and they're not having a great influence on you. But if you chose to have to spend loads of time and energy on those relationships, even though they're not that good for you, then really you're spending lots. Oh, he's so helpful. Oh, bless him. You're spending so much time and energy into something that really, when that grows, it's going to be more of a negative influence on you. So you need to be careful how you're spending your time and energy. Are you spending too much time and energy on an unhealthy relationship or friendship that's really not going to benefit your life in a fruitful way? And we've also got, I also put down there that you might, you know, another example is spending too much time or energy or even money on TV programs and games and things like that that have negative or inappropriate content in them. So we need to be careful what we're putting into ourselves as well. How much time am I sowing into something that's really just negatively influencing me? Okay? So the last point over here, we're getting to the heroes of, play acting, is the seed that fell on the good soil. Okay? The seed that fell on good soil. It sprouted, grew, and produced a harvest much bigger than that was planted in the first place. So this represents sowing into things, sowing your time, energy, money, gifts, skills, into things that produce lasting fruit. Okay? So primarily, this wants to be things that God has called us to. Now, when we're growing up, like these guys growing up, these young people, there's lots of, you have to spend a lot of time, as we all did, going through school and sowing time and energy into learning. But we know that that's beneficial for our life later on, that it takes us to a place that we can have a good job, or we can help other people with what we know. Oh, it just helps our own lives because, oh, I know that, so that helps me out there. But for the rest of us, as we get older, and even when you're younger as well, you may feel that God's called you to a specific thing. So this is, for me, it's primarily sowing your resources into what God's called you to specifically. Okay? So we've got Stacey, who's running a marathon over here, and she's also raising money for charity. So she's spending her time and energy, and she's killing a few birds with one stone. She's spending time and energy, and she's also raising money, and she's helping her health out. You can stop running now if you want. Give her a round of applause. Yes, come on. Come on. Good effort. Okay? We've got Fabian over there who's studying hard. He's developing his math skills so that he can be part of the administration team and finance team later on in life. Okay? But, you know, it could be any form of study, but especially for you young ones at the moment, you're about to go back to school. And are you putting the right amount of time and energy into your school and your learning and developing yourself so that when you get older, you don't feel like, oh, I wasted those years. There's no lasting fruit from that time I had in school. We need to be really careful. Time, for me, is the most precious resource that we have because it never stops. I mean, God's outside of time, and we can, it's a completely different teaching, but we can redeem time in good ways. But really, it's linear, isn't it? So we're always going, and how you use that time is very precious, okay? I'm going to say thank you to all my lovely volunteers and say you can go and sit down. Let's give them a big round of applause. Thank you. You can't keep that. That's not mine. Okay. So, when I mentioned that last point about the seed that goes on the good soil, is like it causes lasting fruit. It grows in and it produces much more fruit. This is how God calls us to live in every area of our lives with every resource, whether time, money, skill, or anything else. It's what He gives us. He calls us to multiply what He gives us. We all know the parable of the talents where the servants were given an amount of money and only a few produced more by investing it well, and some just buried it. And the master was like, you know, you've just given me back what I gave to you. So God calls us to use everything that He's given us wisely and to produce a harvest with it, or produce fruit with it, that's much bigger than what He gave us in the first place. Now, He's not going to punish you if you don't do that, but I believe God's excited about everything He gives us. When He creates a person, He's like, I'm giving them that, I'm giving them that, I'm giving them that, and I'm excited to see what they do with it, how they invest it, and what fruit it produces in the long run. So if you're at school and you're good at something like maths, Fabian, hey, invest in it and get better at it. If you're a musician, like me, this is a word for me. Write songs to bless other people. Okay? If it might be a word for you as well, if you're a musician. They're just a couple of examples. What's something that you're good at that you can sow to produce such lasting fruit in your life? In 1 Corinthians 10:31, it says, whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. So in all of this that we've talked about, the main purpose is that we want to bring glory to God with our lives. So we want to produce lasting fruit. And if you're not sure about how to produce that fruit, you know what? You might know that, oh, I'm good at this, I'm good at that, or I've got this time, but I don't really know how that's going to become something much bigger, 30, 60, or 100 times bigger. Don't worry about that. Later on, in Mark 4, verse 26 to 29, it says, the kingdom of God is like a farmer who scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, while he's asleep or awake, the seed sprouts and grows, but he does not understand how it happens. The earth produces the crops on its own. First a leaf blade pushes through, then the heads of wheat are formed, and finally the grain ripens. As soon as the grain is ready, the farmer comes and harvests it with his sickle, for the harvest time has come. So we don't need to worry about how it grows. It says night and day, whilst he's sleeping, the harvest grows, the crop grows. All we need to worry about is doing the sowing, thinking about how we're going to sow the seed. Because if the farmer never went out there and put the seed in the ground, in the good soil, in the right way, then the harvest would never grow. But once he's done that, yeah, he'll check up on it a few times, but the seed grows and becomes that fruit on its own. In another area of scripture, it says that one plants and another waters, but God does the growing. Okay, so in all things, trust everything that you're doing to God and know that He'll produce a good harvest out of it. He'll produce good fruit out of it. Okay, so just to finish, let's recap. So that was that question right at the beginning. Where are we sowing our resources? We're the farmers, and we need to choose wisely how to sow our time, energy, skills on all our other resources, yeah? We need to try not to sow into things that won't produce fruit, like too much sleep or the wrong kind of TV. But we need to sow into things that will produce lots of fruit, like learning, helping others, writing songs maybe. And the last one, we need to make the most of everything that God has given us and do everything for his glory. Okay? So I want to leave you with this challenge. I want you to think of one new way. Okay? Are you all listening? You children there? I mean, grown-ups, hopefully you're listening too. But you children, because you're going back to school soon, it's nearly September, I want you to think of one new way in which you can sow a resource, or in which you can sow your time, or sow your skills like maths, English, or art, okay, before September comes. Is that okay? Yeah, you can think of one way. Maybe tell me next Sunday. Is that all right? Yeah? All right, brilliant. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for all our wonderful volunteers today, and especially Stacey for jogging on the spot. God bless you all.
Praise God. I'm not sure if the clap was for Stacey or Alex there, but, you know, that was pretty energetic. Praise God. Let's just take 1 minute. Let's just do what Alex said. Think of one seed that you're going to sow this week, that you're going to sow. The important thing, of course, is you sow with faith, because that's where favor and grace comes in. You trust that God will enable that to flourish. Something that you do, time, resources, skills, something you might going to do when you get back to school the week after, just one thing, because there's loads of things you could think about, and often if there's loads of things, you do nothing. So one thing, time with another person maybe. 1 minute. Just have a think. What's that seed? Praise God. And now, with that one seed, just expect the favor and the grace of God upon it. That you're doing something that you believe is right in him. So God will not only make it flourish, it's the 30-fold, it's the 60-fold, it's the 100-fold, reproduced in the lives of many other people. And probably you won't even see a fraction of it. That's always the amazing thing with seeds. You don't see where the seeds go. They go and they're scattered by the wind, they're scattered by birds. But know that God will do something with it. We're going to finish there. Enjoy a cup of coffee, cup of tea, cold drink. If you're staying on, stay around and chat. If it wasn't too private what you said, I would say perhaps the very first thing you do as we break is say to somebody what your seed was, because when you start speaking it out is when you really start to believe it. If it remains in here as a thought and a decision, that's one level of it. But once you say to somebody, I thought of this, I'm going to do this, I'm expecting God's favor on it, you'll find God's favor upon it, because you've spoken according to your faith. Be wonderfully blessed. Have a great week, and see you when we see you. See ya.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith, and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.